Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
High noon in the District of Columbia. It is the Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. If you want to know where you find Scotty's Vodka,
Google. Find it in Maryland. It's Maryland made, amazingly smooth and loved.
You can find it throughout in a lot of places in Maryland. A lot of places in Maryland. Yeah. Yo, Jeff, check the...
I had some yesterday.
Did you now?
Yeah.
Where at?
On the course.
There you go. Jeff, I
was playing with Raven Caldwell.
Oh, how's Raven's game? That's a big man.
It was me, Raven, and Ricky. We shot 14 under.
That is... So you did bring some ringers.
Me, Raven, and Ricky.
Isn't Ricky pretty good?
Irvin's?
Yeah.
Ricky, all right. Ricky could drive it. Boy, I killed it.
That's kind of a good Ricky impression.
Bro, he hit my mini driver like 290 yards yesterday.
I don't think people realize how big Raven Caldwell is and like still is.
Yeah.
I mean, he's in absolute great shape. I just... Googled him. 6'3", 240 is what he's listed at. I feel like he's bigger than both of those.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Jeff, I just dropped something in the text thread that might help you. You're looking for a lot of products.
You are so stupid.
Dude, it's not. Jeff, I couldn't find coochie cream, so I found that. I'm not even going to say it, Landfill, because I feel like you'll get upset with me. Here's what we got to do. We're going to go around the room. Everybody, give a theory. How does Washington beat the Steelers? Our dear friend Greg Height texted me something yesterday that I think may prove true. Pittsburgh is playing really well. They obviously have some elite talent. I did have this debate with Mitch Tischler. B, who do you think the best player on the field for either team is Sunday?
Washington is going to be Jaden. Fitzpatrick, I think, might be overall a better player than anybody on that field.
So I had said T.J. Watt. Mm-hmm. I think Jaden is already a top 10 NFL quarterback, maybe higher than that. I think eventually he's a top 5 NFL player in the league. Like, his trajectory is just so bright. But we got to remind ourselves of the level of talent mm-hmm. Pittsburgh has. They've got a defensive player of the year, a multi-all-pro guy in Minka. I mean, they are very much the real deal. They're really well coached. It is nice to say that I think Washington's really well coached, too.
Yep, very much.
I think Pittsburgh, Russ has looked pretty good since he took over. And Pittsburgh's beaten up. If you want to say Washington's beaten nothing but bad teams, look at the Steelers' wins.
Man, you beat teams that play in the league. Who cares about right. bad or good?
Denver, Chargers, Raiders, Jets, Giants. They beat Atlanta week one. My path to a Washington win, and this may be kind of surprising, just get up and down and score. I don't know that Pittsburgh and Russ Wilson are equipped for a highly efficient Washington offense. I think I think what Pittsburgh wants to do is grind you down, run the ball, get a lead, let their pass rushers take over.
Yeah.
And I think you flip that script. I like to the point where almost if you win the coin toss, elect to receive right away and try to go on a drive and take a lead right away.
Yeah.
And just foot down on the gas pedal offensively throughout. Let Jaden cook.
I think you're
That's
totally,
my path.
You're totally right about it because what they do when they get up on teams and teams have to start passing, that is when J.J. and Heisman, that's when they make their name. They just pin back and come at you. But if they have to worry about both things happening at the same time, then they're not the same group, I'm telling you.
Right. I just, if Pittsburgh and Russ Wilson have to press, I don't know how well that goes for them. They're not great on third downs. Their red zone percentage, they are almost last in red zone scoring. Now, it's tough because I don't know what those numbers look like in the two games with Russ at the helm compared to Fields.
Mm-hmm.
Brian, you know, we all kind of said the same thing when Tomlin made the decision to go to Wilson. Like, gosh, you've got a quarterback that's winning games. How can you just bench him? The pass game was so ineffective with Fields.
Yeah.
Dude, in four, this is bananas. In four of his six starts, they passed for 134 yards or fewer.
Mm.
Twice, they had 110 pass yards.
Well, that's why they made the move, Jay.
Yeah. It's in the, they're averaging 260 a game since Russ got there.
Yeah. I think that's the ultimate thing. Tomlin knew if we don't have some aspect of the vertical passing game, we are going to be in trouble. And Russ gives you that capability. So that's why they moved to him.
Jeffrey, how do your Commanders get to 8-2?
Protect the ball, how we have been doing it. Every time we play a team with a high-powered offense, I always say this. We get one turnover, we win by two touchdowns. I think we have established ourselves as a team that we can shoot out with the best offenses in the league. We just need our defense to generate one to two turnovers. I know that's a lot to say, but even if we force a couple of three and outs where they end up with no points on the drive, because honestly, the way I've been looking at our team, we're going to score on most of our drives. Also, we're coming to the part of the year, even though it should have been at the beginning of the year, this is this half of where the stretch we're going to, it is imperative that we finish in the red zone. And when I mean finish in the red zone, finish with touchdowns rather than field goals.
Sure.
Bam.
Your week 10 captains have been announced. These are heavy hitters here. Terry McLaurin, Bobby Wagner, and Percy Butler.
Oh, little homie.
That's a raging Cajun, a future Hall of Famer, and hell, maybe two future Hall of Famers.
You never know.
I mean, Terry's numbers all of a sudden are on a very different trajectory now that there's a real quarterback there. Dan Quinn should be talking any minute. Get an update on Brian Robinson, get an update on Marshawn Lattimore, get an update on Austin Seibert, honestly. Lanville, what's your path for Washington to beat Pittsburgh?
I think they have to run the ball effectively. They've got to keep control. They've got to eat the clock, grind it down. One of the things that I remember most about Russell Wilson, I know he's not like the same guy that he was in 2014, but that dude, he gets leads, or even if they're losing late in the game, you know, Russell Wilson is totally capable of making plays and yeah. going out there and beating you. So I feel like they've got to limit the amount of time that he has available to do that, and you gotta run the ball and you gotta keep the clock moving.
Russ could play, and you'd like to have possession and be able to grind this thing out late rather than chase it. Pittsburgh's a really good team. That doesn't necessarily mean that Washington can't beat them. I think they have the right mindset that it's not. This is not an unwinnable scenario. B, I don't know if you have your specific way for them to win this weekend. I know you always think it's about players.
It's about the players. I think ultimately they have to run the ball effectively. I believe they have to do that. I think the turnover thing is key. And when Jeff said about the red zone, they have to come away with touchdowns. You can't come away with field goals. I think if Washington get touchdowns, they put the Steelers in a bad position to try to play. You know, I think this team has shown how high powered they can be. I don't believe Pittsburgh is built the same way.
Also, one more thing.
Yes.
We got to get the ball first. If it's a chance for us to get the ball first.
If we win the toss, we always defer anyway.
Yeah, but I just feel as though when we played the Giants last week, it just seemed like it was just taking momentum out of us, like in the first couple of drives, because they was just running through us. I just think we a team that start better on offense first.
You are right. The Giants were running the ball really well, and Daniel Jones turned it over. Even the Panthers, if you go back a couple games, opened it really well, and then Fowler was able to generate that turnover. You can't rely on a turnover, right? I think even like the Bears game, they were way better than Chicago. Chicago has a really good defense. Caleb was god-awful in that game, though. I don't think Russ will be bad like Caleb was. Washington is so efficient. If you look at their EPA numbers and kind of the advanced efficiency numbers, they are so damn good that you're right, Jeff. You definitely don't want to let Pittsburgh start running the ball early, because the Steelers offensively run the ball really well. You know, they are in the past two games. Let me pull this up. In the past two games, they've gone for 167, 149, and 183 on the ground. Now, the 183 was still with Fields. Since Russ has taken over, there's been real balance. It's a different ballgame, but Greg texted me this yesterday. He's still Russ Wilson. He's still an alien. I don't know if he's still an alien. I don't think Mike Tomlin would tolerate.
He could be the alien tamer.
He might be.
Yeah.
If you consider some of the people Mike Tomlin has dealt with, he might be an alien tamer.
Antonio.
Le'Veon Bell.
Le'Veon, he dealt with people.
Bro, this Deontay Johnson fella seems like a bit of a handle. Plaxico. I mean, Tomlin seems to be able to handle most things. How much of an advantage is the bye week, Brian? Pittsburgh's coming off their bye. Tomlin's record is incredible. In 17 seasons as Steelers head coach, he's 13-4 coming off a bye.
Yeah, but he is 13-4. He's not 17-0.
Right.
So they can be beat. It's the way I look at that.
It's going to be... Where would you do your show if it's raining postgame?
There's a tunnel, right? We'll find a way.
I wonder if they make me go outside. Sunday looks like rain, but it's 50% chance. I mean, it's 50% chance of sun.
Yeah, 50% chance it won't be raining.
Do you think Jaden, at this point, week 10, he has stared down Joe Burrow on Monday Night Football. He's had the big flex game with Caleb Williams Sunday afternoon. Is all of that stuff mattering? Like, I just think he's passed all of it. Playing the Steelers is a big deal.
I don't think he cares one bit about any of that stuff. I think he wants to be the best Jaden Daniels he can be. It sounds cliche-ish, but you know what? If you sit and you have a conversation with that kid, you talk to him, you hear people around him talking, all he cares about is improving his game. And I think that's a damn good position to have. You know, if you put your life through everything, I got to always compete against somebody, always, you know, be better than this person, you're straining yourself. If you just become better, be who you are. And if you begin to make yourself better and better and better, hell, all of a sudden, they have to try to keep up with you. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You compete with you. Don't worry about the rest of the people. And if you're good and every day you try to get a little bit better, those guys that are trying to compete with you, they're going to be in trouble. That's what I see.
Yeah, and I think they have that buy-in in the room. It was really, really fascinating listening to Terry talk about what this brotherhood means. And Cosme talked about it also. And I understand the world enough that most folks are highly cynical of that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But what Cosme said is it's this feeling where you're never going to stop fighting.
Yeah.
And he said in the past, there's just been far too many times where we don't have that and something goes wrong and then it starts to compound upon itself and you don't keep going.
It goes back to all the little things they were doing in all season when they were doing this,
Navy SEALs,
that type of stuff where it's a building aspect of making your team feel better, a culture building type thing where they couldn't lift that damn big old log by themselves. You had to depend on somebody next to you. The way they go into practice and all this. Now, all of a sudden, if I know you and I are going through the same tough situation.
Yeah.
When I get in the game, I don't doubt you. If the other guy is half-assing and nobody holds him accountable, I get in the game, I don't know if he can do it or not. You know what I'm saying? So I think they all understand that person next to them is dependent on them to be their best and vice versa. And if you keep doing it like that, you start winning games, man.
It's what Zach Ertz said the other day. In the NFL, you're either coaching it or you're allowing it.
Totally.
And when you get a little crack in your windshield, you got to take care of that thing right away because it'll just grow and grow and grow. And then eventually your windshield is just shot. That's life in the NFL, man. Like, the second guys are dogging it or position coaches are allowing guys
to do whatever they want,
or the coaches will BS each other. Like, coach will teach one thing and then his boss will say, what the hell are you doing to the player? And the coach won't back the player up. Like, there's all these ways things start to go sideways. Yeah. And right now, Washington is airtight, man. Mm-hmm. None of that stuff is happening. And I think that is probably the most encouraging of all of it is not only is this team growing and winning, and maybe you've got the best young quarterback in the NFL, but they're also doing it the right way.
Yeah.
Because
they're doing it the right way together.
Go back to 2012 when Robert was a rocket ship, and it was really exciting, but there were all the seeds of unrest.
They had a bunch of little cliques. Instead of everybody fighting for the same thing and everybody believing in each other and wanting each other to succeed.
None of that.
They wanted one guy to succeed.
A quick story from the locker room yesterday that I noticed. So, Jaden on Wednesdays has to do all his media and stuff. Thursdays he gets to like hang out a little bit. And so the guys are all there. And then there's special teams meetings at, I'll say 3:45. I can't remember exactly. So, of a 53-man roster, probably 40 dudes need to be in special teams meetings. And then there's a couple guys that don't. And so Jaden was kind of hanging out as that guys were clearing out. And he was sitting over there talking to Zacchaeus. But then Zacchaeus got up and Biadasz sat down. So Jaden just kept BSing with Biadasz.
Mm-hmm.
In the old days, and I'm not saying one way is definitively correct, but when they allow the locker room to be divided up by position groups, there is inherently a lot less kind of like talking to other people and bumping into random other people. Jaden's locker is next to Jeremy Chin. Biadasz is next to Zacchaeus, who's next with Sandra still in the middle. Like, it's different. Yeah. It's all moved around and kind of fun. Nobody go anywhere. The governor, Wes Moore, joins us next.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. Every Friday night, FanDuel is giving all customers a bigger payout on select NBA first bets. First bets lets you get in on the action from the opening tip. You can bet on things like who will score the first basket, which team will be the first to 15 points, and so much more. And best of all, you don't have to wait the whole game to see if you won. Just look at Fridays First in the FanDuel app to find your profit boost. Visit FanDuel.com/Brian to claim your Friday First profit boost. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Max wager amount applies. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Not a saying. Restrictions apply, including token expiration. See terms for both offers on sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it.
The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm stuck.
Straight
Fiddler, 106.7 The Fan. Also got Warren G here. And Nate Dogg. In moments, we'll be joined by the governor of the great state of Maryland, Mr. Wes Moore. Wes on fire, dude. He had a huge week last week. He is 30-17. Making picks. Five games
getting
a week.
Getting it done, dog.
Yo, that is seriously
well, maybe you should start getting some hints from him because you're horrible lately.
I am. You're not wrong.
I'm telling you the truth.
Well, in my defense, last night I took the Ravens. I can't. All I ever want to do is take underdogs. I thought, you know what? Derrick Henry. T. Higgins is out.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, it was only the governor calling for an upset of Miami going to Buffalo kept him from a perfect week. We're going to speak with the governor in moments here when he calls us. Kind of a busy dude, probably a busy week. We just made our weekend parlay picks, if you want to know what to fade. Jeff, have you taken the Commanders every game?
Almost. Yes.
All right.
You go from point spread to money line.
Yep. Have you, I mean, I know they've lost two games. Did they cover in Baltimore? I don't even remember.
What was it? I think I took money line on Baltimore. And yeah, I took the money line on Baltimore.
Win.
Yeah, it didn't. A little overconfident. And I
doubt they covered. Cause I think it was 6.5, and they lost by 7. So I think Baltimore covered.
Yeah, I just know I took money line that one. But hey,
what'd you do week one with Tampa? Did you take the points?
Yeah, I took the money line on that too. But it wouldn't have covered anyway either. I think it was 10, and I think we lost. Yeah. But 7-2, baby.
Hey, 7-2, man.
Going 8-2.
Highly profitable. Lamphill is taking the Bills. I feel like you take the Bills every week, Lamphill. Is that your new move?
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, it's working. Dan Campbell and the Lions are covering at a ridiculous pace right now. So,
man, they're a good team. So, look, if they go out and score what they're capable of scoring, they're going to probably cover most times.
Well, you know what your boy does when I see a trend like that.
Yeah, you always zag.
I zag.
And you steadily losing, so you might want to just zig.
I'm not even steadily losing. I'm just losing. Like, I don't even know how steady it is. Yo, the Giants are favored this week in Germany over the Panthers. Do you know the last time the Giants were favorites?
Last year?
24 games ago.
Damn.
So that's what, 22 season?
No, probably last year.
No, 24 games. You only played 17.
17 games, and how many they played already this year?
7. I don't know.
I thought they played 8 or 9 already.
We have Maryland Governor Wes Moore joining us now. Hello, Governor. How do you do?
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
We're good, brother.
I told the world, and this is not a surprise to our normal listeners. They are very aware. I said I did get a text from the governor yesterday. He was on the Ravens before that game kicked off. But, dude, you had to get a little nervous. That was a wild game.
I tell you, man. I mean, like, and first of all, they're killing the coach for the decision on the two-point conversion. You know, listen, I'm glad it didn't work, but it was the absolute right football decision, because you don't want to go into overtime against the Ravens at home when Lamar in the second half was very different than Lamar in the first half. So, I mean, I'm really glad it didn't work out for them. But the truth is, that was the right football move for the Bengals to make. I'm just glad it worked out in our favor.
Yeah, it was. I agree with you, because B and I were talking about it after the Bucks Chiefs Monday night game a couple, like last week, I guess, where they didn't go for two late and a lot of people were hammering bowls. I think they made the right call. They just couldn't get it. How nervous were you when Kyle Hamilton went down? Seems like he's going to be okay.
Oh, my gosh. It's so funny. Before the game, I was talking to a bunch of, 'cause I was at the game, and there was a bunch of Bungles fans there. And I was telling them that I thought Kyle Hamilton was like this, that this was the new generation's version of Ed Reed, and they were trying to kill him. They're like, that's not true. I think Kyle Hamilton is such a special player. And I think that there's not many like him in the NFL. He's one of the only folks that you actually, as a quarterback, you have an active eye and you need to actively notice where's Kyle Hamilton on the field. I think he was like that in Notre Dame. I think he's been like that in the pros. And so watching someone like him go down, particularly in a non-contact injury, your heart like stops. But we're thankful that it's not serious. But I just think he's one of the biggest game changers in the NFL.
All right, Gov, you are absolutely red hot. Talking with Maryland Governor Wes Moore, 30-17 on the season. It is. I hope you're cruising over to Maryland Live or something to enjoy some of these wins. Now, the picks are, we are ready to rock here. We're going to finish with the local boys, so we'll start down in Dallas. Eagles, Cowboys, and I don't know if you saw this. It just came out. Nick Sirianni all of a sudden is saying Jalen Hurts might have a little bit of an ankle issue.
Yeah, but even if he does, you have Dak on the IR. I mean,
right.
Who's starting for isn't Cooper Rush?
Cooper Rush.
I mean, come on. The Cowboys are just in a death spiral right now, and I think they've got a lot of thinking to do. They might be getting to the point that they should start thinking about draft picks. I don't say that in glee. Y'all know how much I hate the Cowboys. But this is really bad what they're putting up right now. And so I did hear about Hurts. And I think that when you look at what Saquon Barkley just continues to do at a very high level, that you see how the Eagles, they still have a very real coaching problem, but the Cowboys, their problems are just so layered at this point. I think the Eagles get this one.
The Eagles seem to be surging, and we got a hell of a ball game next Thursday night in Philly.
That's
but
right.
You got to get through Week 10 first.
Yeah. Dallas is going to be a tough game, man. Dallas is going to be a tough game.
How about the fact that Dallas were buyers at the deadline? That was stunning. But Jerry does what Jerry wants.
Jerry crazy.
We're going to keep Jerry it in crazy. Texas. A hell of a Sunday night football game coming up.
Yes.
Lions Texans. I think this one should be really good.
I think this is probably going to be the most exciting game of the week. Actually, maybe except for the Commanders Steelers, and I'll talk about that one in a second. But this one's going to be a really exciting game because you have two teams that when they are on, they are two of the more dangerous teams in the NFL. And I think it's just about consistency for both of them. Because I mean, take a look at the Texans. I mean, but the Texans are what, 6-3 now. They're playing well. But when they're not playing well, it really shows. And I think the Lions are just showing a level of grit and toughness that I think you got to pay attention to. And so I'm going with the Lions on this one. I do think if the Texans come out and play the way that the Texans have played this season, they're going to make this thing much more complicated. But I think that the Lions are just going to show a measure of continued toughness. And by the way, I got to say, they had some really good acquisitions in these past weeks, and when Hutch goes out, you're always, if you're a Lions fan, I'm sure your heart stops.
Yeah.
But the Lions were very quick to respond in order to make some really good acquisitions that I think help them make for that. So I think the Lions pull this one off.
I think that could be a really fun game.
Yeah.
Houston has been good, but never fully clicked, and you wonder if that's coming. Another team that hasn't fully clicked, I would say. The Niners. You might be getting Christian McCaffrey back, going to Tampa to take on the Bucks. This is a battle of teams that are going to have to start positioning themselves for playoff runs. Who you like, Niners, Bucks?
I'm going Niners on this one, but a lot of it's because of what you just mentioned is you know, as you're getting to this point of the year, you one of the first things you look at, even before record, even before strength of schedule, is you look at injuries. Yeah. And the Tampa Bay is just kind of beat up right now. You know, you got Goodwin out for the season. Evans looks like he's going to be out and for the game. And even if Evans is not out for the game, the one thing that we do know is that he's hobbled. And so the first thing you look at for a lot of these games is the injury report. And I just think that the Buccaneers injury report is really complicated. That's been part of the problem with the Niners in the first half of the season, where the Niners injury report was just ugly. And because it starts with Christian McCaffrey. Now that he's off that list and it looks like he's going to play, I think you've got to go with the Niners with it. Even if McCaffrey doesn't get the amount of touches because he's, you know, they're probably going to be relatively slow to work him back. I just think he gives them an extra jolt, an extra boost, and an extra option that makes them complicated. And Purdy needs him because I think he has been shown that he is a good quarterback. He is not an all pro like he showed last year. He had a lot of weapons, but he's getting his weapons back. So I think I go with the Niners on this one.
Got it. Well, Gov, let's do two things. The Niners make sense. If they're going to get right, this is the game to get right. Now, you've got a first-place battle in Landover on Sunday.
All right.
Russ Wilson, Pittsburgh Steelers coming to town, Washington Commanders at 7-2, coming off a season sweep of the Giants. I imagine Prince George's County will be rocking. If there is a hotel room within 10 miles of that stadium, it is sold. What do you think this atmosphere is going to be like come 12:45, 1 o'clock on Sunday?
So first, I got to tell you, as a Ravens fan, I'm rooting hard for the Commanders because I need the Steelers to lose.
I bet.
This is ridiculous. The Steelers are – and the part of it is that I want to – and all my Steelers friends who are calling me up, so, oh, they're – you know, look at the record, of like, you know, where they are in the division. But let's be clear, they haven't played anybody. Like, this is the best team. The Commanders are going to be the best team that the Steelers have played all year and that the Steelers have beaten all year. And I think the Commanders, you talk about a team that that did some really interesting moves, you know, with trades. The fact that the Commanders just added Lattimore?
Yeah, what'd you think?
I mean, that was a smart, smart pickup. The only thing I didn't like about it is I was like, damn it, why is the Ravens? Because, I mean, like, because you know, he's one of the best cornerbacks in the league. And so you add on a Lattimore to a defense that again, is not a great defense, but he really does help you to an offense that's actually, including the offensive line, which is shocking, that's really actually starting to show some things. And you show Jaden, you know, as people was concerned last week about what was his health and what's going to happen, he has shown there is no concern about Jaden Daniels right now. So I get that the Steelers have a good record. I get that the whole experiment of having Fields and Wilson that did not turn out to be a complete dumpster fire. That was actually pretty smart. I still love the Steelers coaching. I love Tomlin. Yet at the same time, I think when you're coming to Prince George's County and you're watching how the Commanders are playing right now, and they just added on a real weapon like Lattimore, I think it's tough to go against the Commanders right now. I think the streak continues. I think they're hot. I think they're going to show there's a reason why. And so I think the Commanders pull this one off.
I mean, if they get to 8-2 and then there's a Thursday nighter in Philly, just the excitement surrounding.
And Philly plays at 4 on Sunday.
Yeah, in Dallas, yeah. Too.
And that's fly back.
Gov.
That's right.
Maybe we don't count it yet, but the Ravens are now, after last night, are they 7-3?
Yes.
Correct. Yes.
I think of all these states with two football teams in them, Maryland's got to have the best record right now.
Oh, by far.
What is that, 14-5?
Yes. Because who else are we talking about? We're talking about the Giants and the Jets.
Yeah, New Jersey's got a combined 5-12, I think.
Yeah, I mean, like,
they're 13. Not
even, they're horrible. They're horrible.
You got to start chirping some of these other govs and just tweeting stats at them.
Just text them, like, you want to know how it's done?
That's right. That's right. But if I do that, it's going to block me. So, you know.
Governor, we always appreciate the time, you, sir. 30-17 going. You know what? You're already 31-17 because you hit the Ravens last night. You're going Eagles, Lions, Niners, Commanders.
That's it. That's the four. They're going to keep this winning streak going.
All right. Thank you, brother. Always take appreciate care, it.
All right, guys. Talk to y'all.
All right. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says the Commanders are going to keep it going.
Keep it going, son.
Nobody go anywhere. Gus Frerotte joins us at 1 o'clock. All right, folks. The Battle of Pittsburgh is upon us. The stupid Penguins are coming to town tonight. Cap One Arena. Barstool Nate's going to that game. I know that. Cap should thrash them like they normally do. Are you going?
I was going, so I heard Nate going to be there.
Oh, that's too bad. Ovi's got eight goals. Does he get another one tonight?
He's doing it, bro.
Let's make an Ovi prediction. Does he get one tonight?
Yes. I'm going with two.
Two yeses, Jeffrey? Don't you ruin the party.
I'm going with two goals.
Oh, snap. B's saying two goals.
Yeah.
I feel like we should look up. Should we have a group bet on Ovi getting two goals tonight? Because that's got to pay pretty handsome.
I mean, I feel like, yes, we should.
I feel like we should. I got $10 towards Ovi, two goals. Maybe more, but you also might not want my action because I'm butt cold.
Yeah, I was about to say, I don't think y'all want me to join in on that group bet.
Yeah, me and Jeff are just chilling.
Lanfield, we'll do it.
Yeah. So Ovi's plus 115 to score one goal. I got to find player to score two plus goals. Ovechkin plus 700.
Woo! Yo, yes. I got 10 bucks on that, no problem. So the stupid Pittsburgh Penguins tonight, then the Steelers on Sunday. The Battle of Pittsburgh. Let's all name one thing we hate about Pittsburgh. I've been there before, and it was damn near impossible to get a beer after 11 p.m. on a Sunday night. There's one thing.
It was boring.
Yeah, bang, two.
I have a hot take. Put the fries on the side of the sandwich.
Yeah. It especially if you're not eating it right when it's hot. Cold fries suck, and cold fries on a sandwich suck more. Jeff?
It's my dad's favorite team. That's what I hate about it.
How is Mr. Walker going to handle a loss this week? Are you taking him to the game?
Yeah, he's going to be there on Sunday.
Awesome.
I could finally talk trash to him confidently now. Like, when they were undefeated, I was like, yeah, we're going to beat y'all. But I couldn't really say it with my chest. It was like, yeah, we're going to beat y'all. Now it's like this Sunday, I'm like, yeah, we're going to punish y'all. And I really believe it this time. Like, it's not no.
You ain't lying to yourself no more, huh?
Nah, I'm not. We spoken into existence, B. Now we here.
All right, Jeff, speak this into existence. Let's play the song again. Yeah, break schmake. I say we play it. If not, we'll play it at 1:45. Gus Frerotte joins the program next.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.